Meeting of the Senate Education Committee to order, the last of this session, at least 2017 session. Well, we may have a hearing, who knows? Well, just the last of September of 2017. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen.
Here.
Allen here. Wilk.
Present.
Wilk here. Galgiani. Leyva.
Here.
Leyva here. Mendoza.
Here.
Mendoza here. Pan.
Here.
Pan here. Vidak.
Present.
Vidak here.
Okay, so members, we've got Senator Stern here to present SB 596. Senator Stern, you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. SB 596 looks to address in a very structural way the gap we've been seeing in civic engagement among young people in the state of California. We think it's too late to wait till young people turn 18 to really engage them in civic action, and so the goal here is to allow high schools in the state of California to opt in when their student councils decide that it makes sense and take a vote to elect a student delegate to a statewide youth empowerment commission. This is purely opt-in, but the goal here is to allow each high school, when you're casting that first vote, not for it to be about a popularity contest or for it to be about who ought to be prom king or even student body president, but also to take care of issues that matter in your community, that matter statewide. We've also designed this in a way to be fiscally responsible. We're pushing on the sort of large private sector network of nonprofits out there that are already engaged in this effort, and hopefully we unify some of those efforts and give them a statewide architecture to engage in. The Secretary of State supports this. Superintendent of Public Instruction is on board. And we've also been engaging with the K-12 Power Democracy Initiative that our state Supreme Court Justice, our Chief Justice, Tammy Kentile-Sakaue, has led. We think it makes a lot of sense. It's been through pretty heavy scrubbing. And the idea here is that we're going to start with a regional approach, so young people can actually, when they're elected by their school, they can join a regional commission, and then if they're elected by that regional commission, participate in a statewide commission. We are going to be leveraging private sector dollars here, so we've designed this to be fiscally neutral. Numerous civic engagement groups, no opposition, respectfully ask for aye vote.
Okay, witnesses in support of the bill. No? Yes? Okay. Any witnesses in opposition? Anyone who wants to raise concerns about the bill? Okay. The item is before the committee, and Senator Pan has a question.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Senator Stern, for presenting the bill. I understand that basically each school who participates can send one delegate. So I guess my question is that, and again, it doesn't have to be in the bill per se, but I hope that the program will engage not only that delegate, but have that delegate then engage. I mean, they're not a representative per se, mm-hmm. but again, I'm trying to figure out how we get more, be sure that we just don't send one person in a high school, which may have several hundred students, but that somehow they can bring something back that engages more students.
I think that's an absolutely valid concern. And part of the goal is that there's going to be training from nonprofits in the region to actually educate the young people at their high school who are engaging in the election. So there's a substantive debate at the school itself so that they feel bought into the process, but it's also cycled terms. So we're talking about, I think it's one representative for a two-year term, but then it sort of phases in. So freshmen and sophomores could be engaging and advising that member and sort of lining themselves up. Is that right? One for a two-year term?
Yes. Each high school that participates, but Darren Chesson, Senator Stern's staff, each high school that participates will elect one delegate per year for a two-year term. And we did that intentionally so there'd be staggering, so you would have the second-year kids mentoring the first-year kids. So two from each high school at any given time.
I appreciate the answer, and again, I would urge as this thing gets further in development. I appreciate that now you have two delegates, but also that they're some of the work that they do is they go is to actually go back to their school and engage more students. Maybe they can't all be delegates, but to be do that.
So absolutely. And I think hopefully through the guideline development process with Secretary of State and Public Instruction, we can sort of build a robust, because the local is what matters the most, frankly. I mean, they can take that magical flight up to Sacramento and feel the excitement of being up here. But the real work has to happen on the ground at the high school, because that's where we have a disengagement right now. So thank you for raising that. And we'll be pushing on that end.
Could you just give us a sense of the process of this bill, why it's coming to us as a gut and amend?
Well, I wouldn't call it a gut and amend. I would call it, I mean, the way we struck the original provisions that came through this body. It was very similar. It was always designed to fulfill the civic engagement gap. This is something that actually, I think it went through our appropriations process as well. So it went through Senate appropriations before this whole architecture was put in place. So this is not new. We didn't do this over on the Assembly side. We had a few other elements in the bill when it came before you originally. But we decided to sort of strip away those elements and really focus on this particular youth representative model and not try to solve digital engagement. There's another bill moving on that front. We had a sort of digital citizenship aspect. We had a sort of a curriculum aspect. We decided to sort of strip some of that out, try to streamline this effort, and really focus on this process for electing these young people, training them, managing the process, and make that the sole focus of the bill. So I wouldn't call it a gut and amend, but it has been substantially fleshed out, though, since it passed through the Senate the first time.
Okay. All right.
Right.
Other questions from the members? Seeing none, the bill has been moved by Senator Pan. Would you like to close?
Sure. Thank you, members. A lot of the details will be worked out in the guideline development process. And the main thing I want to emphasize is this is not just designed to serve one constituency. We're looking to really reach into the rural communities, look into communities that where, you know, those go-getter kids who are maybe self-selective in their civic engagement process, who may be involved with YNG, Youth in Government, or Boys State. Those are actually not the young people we're going to be targeting here. The real focus is people who feel disengaged from the process, whether you live in a conservative or a liberal community. We have the Reagan Foundation in support of this, as well as Generation Citizen. You know, we're really trying to build something that's going to be bipartisan and not susceptible to any kind of partisan meddling. And in fact, we're going to try to find neutral arbiters to really come in and engage this, because we want young Republicans, we want young Democrats, we want young independents, we want young people, period, voting in this process. So with that, I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Okay, it's been moved by Senator Pan. Secretary, please call the roll.
Item 1, SB 596. The motion is that the Assembly amendments be concurred in. Allen?
Aye.
Allen, aye. Wilk?
No.
Wilk, no. Galgiani?
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Mendoza?
Aye.
Mendoza, aye. Pan?
Aye.
Pan, aye. Vidak?
No.
Vidak, no.
Okay, the motion carries 5 votes to 2. And with that, this meeting is adjourned.